We're holding towards mamash, towards the end of the story. And I mentioned, I think last week, that I really hope to finish the story tonight and be able to move on to another story about Hashem. We've been learning the story for a year already, a year and a half, I'm not sure exactly. But I'd like to try to finish up the story. Maybe we won't go into as much depth to the end of the story, but we're really getting to the main point of what took place, really just seeing the results of everything that we've been discussing for the past, I don't know, 30, 40 shirim. Just discussing exactly the Derech of the Chacham, Derech of the Tam. We've seen where the Chacham has ended up. We've seen that it got taken by the Sitra Achra. We've seen where the Tam ended up. The Tam ended up all the way to the top. You know, opposite of the way one would have thought maybe would happen at the beginning of the story. The Tam is just a simple shoemaker. The Chacham is traveling the world, seemingly headed to the place of great success. He was becoming knowledgeable. He was becoming smart, wealthy, respected. At the end of the day, he ends up mamish deep in the mud, literally deep in the mud. And the Tam is all the way to the top. He's second in command to the king. He's a minister. He's doing very well for himself. He's a smart also. Nevertheless, he remains a Tam. And this is really where the paths, the two divergent paths of the Chacham and the Tam, which began in the same town, in the same place, as close friends to each other, ultimately drifted very, very far apart. So now we're up to just discussing exactly what the end of this Tam is going, what the end of the Chacham is going to be. We mentioned that the Chacham was taken away by this Sitra Achra. He was brought by the Sitra Achra. They brought him to the place, to the palace of the Sitra Achra, which I think we mentioned last time, is that really at the beginning of the first story as well, and Avedis Bas Melech and the Lost Princess also, we discuss over there also that palace of the Samach Mem, and discuss over exactly where this palace was. So up to page in this version, Kofai and Zion, a couple of four lines before the end. So this Tavil, this Samach Mem, the Sitra Achra, was sitting on a kisei, on a throne, in middle of the mud. They threw the Chachamim Anal, and these two Chachamim, the one that originally came from the king's palace to deliver the message, and the other Chacham, they threw them deep into the mud. It tied them in. It was like quicksand, but quicksand that pushed it. Held him in. Shikaran clay. It was almost like thick clay. The thick clay held him in, and there was no ability for them to be able to get out. Which is the ultimate sign of a person being stuck in a place. This doesn't just mean, obviously, in a physical state that they were stuck in quicksand, but the reality of a person being stuck in one place without the ability to be able to move out of the place that they're in. That's the ultimate place of the Sitra Achra. Because that means a person is stuck in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means a Meitzar, means that I'm stuck within a boundary. I don't have the capability to expand myself. I can't move. I can't get out of where I am. That's the ultimate sign that a person's stuck within the grip, within the grasp of the Yetzer Hara, is when a person finds that he's stuck deep in the Refesh and he finds that I can't get out. There's nowhere I can go. I can't move. Like Chazal say about Mitzrayim, that no Eved was able to escape from Mitzrayim because Mitzrayim created a space, created an atmosphere where everyone felt like they were just stuck in a Meitzar, they were stuck in a place with the inability to be able to move. Itzaku. And they cried out. These Chacham cried out with Sham. They're screaming at the guards that threw them into the Refesh. Amatum Yasur my son. What are you making us so? What are you giving us so much Yisurim for? Chesh Tavil Ba'olam? Right? Still denying. Again, even after they got separated from the town and they got schlubbed down to the mud, still denying. And they see the Samach Mem sitting there on the Kisei, still denying the fact that it's possible for there to be a Sitra Achra. Atum Hashem Yasur my Sabachinam. Why? Says Rambam. Kelo Chacham Anal Adayin Lo Yaminu Sheyesh Tavil. They still didn't believe that there was the Sitra Achrak. Amar Shanashim Hashem Yasam Ayisam Mechinam. They said, no, it's just Anashim Hashem that are doing this to us. Vayimenachem Elu Abeis Chacham Etoich Avei Arefesh Vayuchaykrim. Again, this is the word that ultimately got them into this mud in the first place. It's this word Vayuchaykrim. They were continued to be chaykir. They continued to be stuck in that world of Chachma of Chakira, that world of Seichel, as opposed to the world of Tmimus and Pshitos. And therefore, they said, Mazois, what is this? Ein Zois Rak Anashim Peichazim Sheyinu Meskoytetem Imam Ezepam. This must be some people that we got into fight with at one point. Va'atam Hem Yasser My Son of Kolkach. And therefore, they're making our lives miserable. V'Haymis Yasser Sham Binum Gedolim Kamashanim. They were stuck there for many, many, many years. And again, even though this reality may not be something that a person can imagine himself getting stuck in thick mud for many, many years, but it's the reality of a person's life. That a person who's stuck in this place of Chakira, this place of the Chacham, can be stuck in thick mud for many, many years. A person can be stuck in a place where he can't move because of the Chachmas that are holding him down, because of the fact that he's, you know, he has social anxiety, but worried about what people are going to say about him, how people are going to judge him, and he needs to find favor in other people's eyes. A person can be stuck in this place of Avi Arefesh, the thickness of the mud, stuck in a place of clay, stuck in a place of quicksand, where a person feels like he's not able to move b'chlal, and it's all coming from the space of chakira, the space of looking for outside validation, as opposed to recognizing that I have it within myself, as opposed to living with tumimus and pshitas, living with chachma. All of this can cause a person to maybe not literally, but figuratively, to be stuck in thick mud for many, many years, kama shanim, to be stuck in a place where he's not able to move. Pam echep. But now we're going to see exactly how they got How they're able to get out. Pam echad avar atam a minister now the tam who became the minister he went by lefnei beis Baal Shem. So if you remember in this town that he lived in there was the Baal Shem. Miniska bechaver atam a chacham. I'm sorry, and you remember this chaver the chacham. So it's interesting why exactly he forgot about him up until now, but it seems like he's sort of out of sight, out of mind. He totally forgot about him. And one time he's walking by the Baal Shem to his house and he remembers about his friend the chacham. Nichlasel Baal Shem vita atzmei lof kedar chasarim, and he goes ahead and with achna he goes ahead and he's. He's machni himself before the Baal Shem, as we saw that the whole way that he interacts with the Baal Shem is recognizing how great the tzaddik is, recognize the Baal Shem is. He said, can you show me the chacham? Can you find him? And is it possible to be able to take him out? Do you remember the chacham that the Sitra Achra went ahead and grabbed him? I haven't seen my friend since that day that he got taken away. So do you remember Meshiva Hain? He says, yes. He says, is it possible you can show me where he is and maybe we can get him out? Which means the only one that's really going to be able to save him is not just the Tam. The Tam alone is not going to be able to save him because the Tam has tried to save him. As we mentioned, once the Tam got involved in the conversations that he was having with the Chacham, not only did he not save the Chacham, but he actually ended up getting schlepped down to the place of the Chacham himself, and he started doubting the existence of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and he fell into a place. Only a tzaddik. Rav Nachman talks about this, that there's a place called Kash. There's two different levels. I think we mentioned this title once. There's two different levels of Kashas. There's a Kasha which is Dama al Hashev, there's a Kasha that could be answered. Then there's a Kasha which comes from that place which he calls the Chala Pani, which is based on Arizal. Arizal talks about at the beginning of creation, there was a Chala Pani. There's a vacant space, so to speak, that the Rosh Hashem created in order to go ahead and create the world. At the beginning, like the Arizal begins, the world is just filled with the Arin Seif, with the light of the Rabban Hashem. In order to create the world, there needed to be a creation of a vacant space where the light of the Rabban Hashem is not overwhelming that space in order to go ahead and create the world. And he calls that space called the Chala Pani, the vacant space. Again, it's not Kapshutai, but the vacant space that it looked like, at least it seemed like, there's no Ur of the Rabban Hashem over there. And in that place, in that space, the Rabban Hashem went ahead and created that world. But Nachman says there's certain kashas that Koyfrim have that come from that place, which is called the Chalapani. They're not kashas that can't be answered just simply Damashatash of Apikiris. They're much higher level questions and questions that generally a person should not get involved in. Only a person who's a very, very high level tzaddik, like we're talking about over here, the Baal Shem, only that person is capable of going ahead and dealing with those people and having the ability to be able to schlep them up. We mentioned before a few times already that Nachman himself went ahead and dealt with the Koyfrim, especially at the end of his life, the last few months of his life, he was dealing with in Uman itself, some of the biggest Kaifrim, and he was sitting there and playing chess with them, sitting there and chmuzing with them, sitting there and talking to them. But Rabbi Nachman warned the Hasidim, both Ibn Nassim and the other Hasidim, that they should not get involved in the conversations with these Kaifrim. Rabbi Nachman said, he's capable of getting involved in conversation with them and not getting schlepped down. Rabbi Nachman said that if you, the Hasidim, get involved, you can get schlepped down. And therefore, what the Tam understands, he needs, in order to be able to get the Chacham out, is he needs the Baal Shem. And therefore, he goes to the house of the Baal Shem as he's walking by, and he says, I need the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik can go ahead. The Tzaddik's able to go down to the lowest place, like Moshe Rabbeinu is able to come down to Klai Yisrael on the Memtei Shaarei Tumah, and Moshe Rabbeinu has the capability to be able to schlep Klai Yisrael out of the Memtei Shaarei Tumah, and even like Malach, the Rabbanu Shem himself has the capability, but a Malach goes down to that place, a Malach gets schlepped down, and even a Moshe Rabbeinu has to be careful of exactly how to go down. Nachman talks about exactly how this is done in order to go ahead and to be able to schlep the Chacham out of that place and to be able to bring him back to the place that he needs to go. Therefore, he says, says the Baal Shem, yeah, I can show you where he is, I know where he is, and I can also take him out. Right, this is the promise that Rav Nachman gave, that a person comes to his kever and a person gives a puta to tzedakah and says, tekenah klali, that even if a person is stuck in the worst place in the Shal Tachtis, in the worst place in the world, Rav Nachman said that he's going to go, he's going to go and do whatever he can to go ahead and to schlep that person out. This is what the Baal Shem said, that a bavadi, even the person who's a chacham, who went ahead and dug himself literally into this mud, again and again and again, refusing to believe in the fact that there's a melech, refusing to believe in the tumis and the pshitos that his friend the Tam had, refusing to see the reality. And he went ahead and again and again and again and again, he pushed himself into the mud, and he put himself into this predicament. Nevertheless, the Baal Shem says that even that thing, that the Tam's not able to get him out, even the place that no one's able to get him out, and he's stuck there, b'yisurim gedoylu, for shanim rabim, the Baal Shem says, I can go ahead, and I have the capability, like Nachman said, I can go to that place of Shal Tachtis, and I can go ahead and schlep that person out and bring him to the place where he needs to be. He says, but the only person I can go is me and you, which means I have to go ahead and I'm going to take him out. He needs a tzaddik to go him out, to go ahead and take him out, and could be perhaps the reason why he wants the Tam to come with him as well, which means the tzaddik on his own, the Baal Shem Tov on his own, could avada go ahead and pull the chacham out of the mud. However, he says that I want the tam to come as well. We mentioned before the Menachem writes in Torah Lamedal that every person needs nekudas achaver, what he calls nekudas achaver, and nekudas atzadik. Every person needs a nekuda of a tzadik to be able to go ahead and have a tzadik who's capable of being able to help you elevate and grow to become a greater person. And a person also needs a nekuda of achaver. A person also needs a friend. He talks about when a person needs each one of those two things, nekudas achaver, nekudas atzadik. He talks about a third thing, which is called nekudas atzmai, having a healthy relationship with oneself and knowing and understanding oneself and all the different parts of oneself. But nevertheless, he says over there that a person needs a nekudas achaver, and could be over here, is these two things coming together. The nekudas achaver and the nekudas atzadik. I'm going to go ahead and pull the person out. Aseh lecha rav, v'kneh lecha chaver. Aseh lecha rav is obviously the nekudah of the tzadik. Kneh lecha chaver is the nekudah of the chaver. And therefore, these two are going together. The friend, who's the tam, who's still a friend, who still cares about his friend, the chacham, even though he dug himself into this terrible hole. And the Baal Shem, the tzadik, who goes ahead and cares about the person who fell into this place of the shaltachtis and wants to save him. And therefore, he says, rak shalo yachlo ki'im aniva atam. Me and you, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be able to schlep now. V'halchi yachar, they go ahead and they go together. V'asa Baal Shem, mashi yadu Baal Shem. He does whatever Sheamus he needs to do in order to get to the place. And they come to this place, they come to the place of the shaltachtis. V'ra, Sheminachim ba'ovei atit v'refesh. They see that these two chachamim are sitting in the depths of hell. I'm sitting stuck in this deep mud. Ra chacham as a minister. The chacham sees the minister. What do you think the first thing he's going to do is l'chayra do is be maida, which means you've been sitting here for shanim rabim. You've been sitting here for kama shanim. Sitting here for many years, recognizing l'chayra the reality that there is a sitracha, that there is malachim, that your actions do make a difference, that you're coming into contact with all the chachma that you had is now coming back to bite you. L'chayra, this should be the moment that he finally is able to see the reality. Now his friend the Tom came to save him. The Baal Shem came to save him. And you would think that at this moment he's going to go ahead and say, "Okay, I admit I was wrong. You were right. From the time we were little children, you were the Tom. I was the Chacham. I thought I was smarter. Now I realize where my Chacham got me. I realize where your Tmimas got you. And now is the point where he should admit. He doesn't admit. Because again, the Chacham is still stuck. Even as he's stuck in the thick mud. For Kamashanim, he still refuses to admit the fact that there's reality called the Rabban Hashem. The fact that there's a Melech Ba'olam. The fact that Tmimas Hashem Shitas is the way to serve the Rabban Hashem. He still refuses to do it. Sock all of his screams. Achi, Rashem Makar Ma'anamaisi. He says, look at all these crazy Rasham. They got me, they captured me, and they go out and they're beating me for no reason. Garbai minister, the minister gets so upset. Tam gets so upset at him. Says, really, after all these years, and after everything that you've seen, even up until the point that you got taken by the Sitra Achra, but now that you've been taken by him and you've spent Kama Shanim stuck in the thick mud with the Chayra seeing the dark and the ugly side of the Sitra Achra, the palace of the Sitra Achra, you still don't believe in anything? You don't believe in anything? And you think that these are people around you, not malachim, not malachi chavala? After Baal Shem, look what I came with Baal Shem. He's a kaifer boy. He was one that you were kaifer. The only one that's going to be able to save you is the very person that you were kaifer. It'll show you the truth. He asked the minister, Baal Shem, he says, show them the reality, show them the truth, show them the fact that this is what they're living in, is the place of Sitra Achra, is the place of the Chachma that they created. Baal Shem did what he did. In 1 second, he made them go from the place of stuck deep inside the mud, that they were stuck there from Kama Shanim, and in 1 second, with the shame of the Rabbanu Shalom, he pulled them out from that place. In 1 second, they saw that they were standing on dry land. Suddenly they saw that there was no Sitra Achra, there was no Malachi Chavala, there was no dirt there, there was no mud there. They saw themselves standing on dry land, totally dry, as if they'd never been in the mud in the first place. At a moment that the Baal Shem Tev went ahead and, you know, knocked out all of the Sitra Achra, at that moment, it all became Kafra Ba'alma. Kula Ka'ashan Tichla, there is no reality. Oz Ra Chacham. At that moment, the Chacham needed to go ahead and Mechricha Bal Karche. Fascinating. Even the last line of the story is Mechricha Bal Karche. And nevertheless, even though he had everything proving to him at this point, nevertheless, it was still Bal Karche. At this moment, he has to go ahead. And he has to go ahead and agree that there is a melech. He has to go ahead and agree that there is a Rabban Hashem in the world. He has to go ahead and agree that there is Tzvi Mishem Shitas, the Art Tzadikim. And now at this moment in his life, he's forced to go ahead and to agree and to admit to everything that his friend had been trying to convince him since the day they were little children. The Tzvi Mishem Shitas is the way. There is a Rabban Hashem to follow Tzadikim, to have Amun in the Rabban Hashem, the Amin of Hashem, Uba Moshe Avdai, at this moment, Bal Karchai, against his will. Because Baruch Hashem, he has a good friend and he has a tzaddik who cares about him. The tzaddik's going to go down to the place of depths of hell to be able to pull him out. And he cares about the fact that he has a friend who cares about him and wants to do whatever he can to save him, even if he knows that he can't do it on his own. Because of that, he's finally forced. Adkan, HaMaisa, V'Chacham, and Atam. That is the ninth Maisa. We'll just see the last the last couple lines over here, just the as in the Maisel. Here is where he spoke about this concept of the fact that the Iker is Tmimus and Pshitas. And Amalek is the Chacham and the Kafar B'Iker. Ayin Shema LaPasuk. Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'Kam. Sefer Tevis Amalek. The Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'Kam is the Sefer Tevis Amalek. Ki Iker Kol HaNafilis. And Medei HaChachmas. The reason why Tzadik has a Nafila is only when a Tzadik gets caught in the place of Chachma, Gama Gag, Mizera Amalek, Afal Pisha, Ra, Mapalasa, Bishash, Shabash, Shmuel, Eitzel Shal, Hargoy, even though the Chari, he should have seen when Shmuel came with Shal to kill him, Adayin Lo Yohai Maimon, he still refused to go ahead and believe. He still didn't believe until he went ahead and he saw it as a reality. So too, just like the Chacham refused to believe until the last moment, Amalek and Agag, which comes from Amalek, also refused to believe until the last moment that they're forced against the will to go ahead and believe. Yeah, look at this Maisa. Be able to understand Pili Plays from Matfila Inikaroi, from an Al-based Kitzvais. I think we spoke about that all the way at the beginning. But the three-cornered shoe, that means when a tefillah is not proper. I think we spoke about the connection then, at length, between shoes, between being a shoemaker and a muna, and the connection between those two things. And when a tefillah is not karoi, when the shoe is not karoi, v'ayin oid b'seifa sefer perish harav, v'tere drushim anaflam, the person is going to see drushim anaflam. But that's arkan the Maisa. And again, as we said, I think at the beginning of the Maisa, it's Maisa which seems to be, you know, a Maisa which is about a Chacham and the Tam, but it's really about me and you. It's about the Chacham and the Tam inside of us, the Yaakov and the Esav inside of us. Menachem writes in the first Torah that every person has inside of him a Yetzahar and a Yetzatayiv, which is Yaakov and Esav. This is the Ikra Avodah. A person wants to go out and serve the Rabban Hashem. Tmimus and Pshitas, the person serves the Rabban Hashem in a way that a person recognizes that I don't have a Chachma. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu tells Pari in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, when it comes to serving the Rabban Hashem, it says, Vanachem lo yineda. We don't know. We don't know how we're going to serve the Mashim until we get there, which means we don't know. The ikra of Yediyah is the recognition that I don't know anything. That's the ultimate tachlis, is the recognition that I know absolutely nothing. When a person lives in that way of Tmimus and Pshitas, opening himself up not to be stuck in that Meitzer of Pari, of Mitzrayim, of the place where Pari says, I know everything, I'm a Chacham, I created everything, I'm in charge of everything, I know everything, I don't need Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't need the Rabbanu Shalom, there is no Melech, there is no Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no Makos. When a person goes there and a person's capable of being able to hear the messages, like the Rabbanu Shalom is sending Pari again and again, these messages, the Rabbanu Shalom is sending him to all the Makos, and a person is able to be the Yishma, to really be able to be a Shemea, be able to hear the messages, be able to hear it as opposed to being a Chacham who closes his ears and refuses to listen to any of the messages, then a person is able to have the life of the Tam, where a person is able to have on the one hand Tmimus and Pshitas, at the same time he's able to have the Chachma and to merge when it's built on a bedrock of Tmimus and Pshitas, he's then able to add on the Chachma, and the Chachma doesn't take away a key who's there from the Tmimus and Pshitas, because he always has, like the Baal Shem Tov said, that after everything he still davens like a little child, he still has Maimon and the Rabban Shem like a little child, he still is able to tap into that basic fundamental necessity to have basic faith. This is the Kayach of the Tam as well as the Chacham, and we're able to see, again, as we go through the story, we're able to see where the Chacham takes him, where the Tam takes him, and Siyata Deshmaya, after many, many weeks, we have finished the story, and Mitzvah Shem will continue next week, and Mitzvah Shem will continue with another Maisa. I don't know exactly which Maisa yet, but Mitzvah Shem, maybe the Baal Tefillah, maybe we'll do a little shorter Maisa this time. Not sure, but Mitzvah Shem will continue another Maisa, Mitzvah Shem next week.
What's the point?